from experimental history. Bag of words, have mercy on us. Look, I don't know if AI is gonna kill us or make us all rich or whatever, but I do know we've got the wrong metaphor. We want to understand these things as people. When you type a question to ChatGPT and it types back the answer in complete sentences, it feels like there must be a little guy in there doing the typing. When it comes to perceiving personhood, we're so trigger happy that we can see the Virgin Mary in a grilled cheese sandwich, a human face in a slice of nematode, and an old man and a bunch of poultry and fish atop a pile of books. Apparently, this served us well in our evolutionary history. Maybe it's so important not to mistake people for things that we err on the side of mistaking things for people. One, this is probably why we're so willing to explain strange occurrences by appealing to fantastical creatures with minds and intentions. Everybody in town is getting sick because of witches. You can see the sun right now because of wolf. Iaa, the volcano erupted because Jaya is a muddy. People who experience sleep paralysis sometimes hallucinate a demon-like creature sitting on their chest. And one explanation is that the subconscious mind is trying to understand why the body can't move, and instead of coming up with I'm still in REM sleep so there's not enough acetylcholine in my brain to activate my primary motor cortex, it comes up with big demon on top of me. We get this vivid sense of it's alive, and we activate all of the mental faculties we evolved to deal with fellow humans. Theory of mind, attribution, impression management, stereotyping, cheater detection, etc. Can't help it, humans are hopeless anthropomorphizers. This is why the past 3 years have been so confusing. The little guy inside the eye keeps dumbfounding us by doing things that a human wouldn't do. Why does he make up citations when he does my social studies homework? How come he can beat me at Go, but he can't tell me how many RS are in the word strawberry? Why is he telling me to put glue on my pizza too? Trying to understand LLMs by using the rules of human psychology is like trying to understand a game of Scrabble by using the rules of Pictionary. These things don't act like people because they aren't people. I don't mean that in the deflationary way that the naysayers mean it. They think denying humanity to the machines is a well-deserved insult. I think it's just an accurate description. 3. As long we try to apply our person perception to artificial intelligence, we'll keep being surprised and befuddled. We are in dire need of a better metaphor. Here's my suggestion. Instead of seeing I as a sort of silicon homunculus, we should see it as a bag of words. An I is a bag that contains basically all words ever written, at least the ones that could be scraped off the internet or scanned out of a book. When users send words into the bag, it sends back the most relevant words it has. There are so many words in the bag that the most relevant ones are often correct and helpful, and I companies secretly add invisible words to your queries to make this even more likely. This is an oversimplification, of course, but it's also surprisingly handy. For example, eyes will routinely give you outright lies or hallucinations, and when you're like, ooh, hey, that was a lie, they will immediately respond, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I promise I'll never ever do that again. I'm turning over a new leaf right now. Nothing but true statements from here on, and then they will literally lie to you in the next sentence. This would be baffling and exasperating behavior coming from a human, but it's very normal behavior coming from a bag of words. If you toss a question into the bag and the right answer happens to be in there, that's probably what you'll get. If it's not in there, you'll get some related, but an accurate bolus of sentences. When you accuse it of lying, it's going to produce lots of words from the I've been accused of lying part of the bag. Calling this behavior malicious or erratic is misleading because it's not behavior at all, just like it's not behavior when a calculator multiplies numbers for you. On the other hand, who reassigned the species Brachiosaurus branchii to its own genus and when is a hard task for a bag of words because the bag just doesn't contain that many words on the topic. 4. And a question like what are the most important lessons for life won't give you anything outrig, t false, but it will give you a bunch of fake deep pablum because most of the text humans have produced on that topic is, no offense, fake deep pablum. Bag of words is also a useful heuristic for predicting where an I will do well and where it will fail. Give me a list of the 10 worst transportation disasters in North America is an easy task for a bag of words, because disasters are well documented. When you forget that an eye is just a big bag of words, you can easily slip into acting like it's an all-seeing glob of pure intelligence. For example, I was hanging with a group recently where one guy made everybody watch a video of some close-up magic, and after the magician made some coins disappear, he exclaimed, I asked ChatGPT how this trick works, and even it didn't know, as if this somehow made the magic extra magical. In this person's model of the world, we are all like a sage, tittle, dwelling peasants, and I is like our Rabbi Hill, the only learned man for 100 miles. If Hill can't understand it, then it must be truly profound. If that guy had instead seen ChatGPT as a bag of words, he would have realized that the bag probably doesn't contain lots of detailed descriptions of contemporary coin tricks. After all, magicians make money from performing and selling their tricks, not writing about them at length on the internet. Plus, magic tricks are hard to describe. He had 3 quarters in his hand, and then it was 2 pennies, so you're going to have a hard time prompting the right words out of the bag. The coin trick is not literally magic, and neither is the bag of words. The bag of words metaphor can also help us guess what these things are gonna do next. If you want to know whether I will get better at something in the future, just ask, can you fill the bag with it? For instance, people are kicking around the idea that I will replace human scientists. Well, if you want your bag of words to do science for you, you need to stuff it with lots of science. Can we do that? When it comes to specific scientific tasks, yes, we already can. If you fill the bag with data from 170,000 proteins, for example, it'll do a pretty good job predicting how proteins will fold. Fill the bag with chemical reactions, and it can tell you how to synthesize new molecules. I don't think we're far from a bag of words being able to do an entire low-quality research project from beginning to end. Coming up with a hypothesis, designing the study, running it, analyzing the results, writing them up, making the graphs, arranging it all on a poster, all at the click of a button. And because we've got loads of low-quality science to put in the bag, if you walk up and down the poster sessions at a psychology conference, you can see lots of first-year PhD students presenting studies where they seemingly pick some semi-related constructs at random, correlate them, and print out Excel. Does self-efficacy moderate the relationship between SOCI, AL dominance orientation, and system? justifying beliefs, fill the bag with journal articles, and then describe an experiment, and it can tell you whether anyone has already scooped you. All of that is cool, and I expect more of it in the future. A bag of words can basically do this already. You just need to give it access to an online participant pool in a big printer. 5. But science is a strong link problem. If we produced a million times more crappy science, we'd be right where we are now. If we want more of the good stuff, what should we put in the bag?